no person can pay the cost of saving his or her own soul. The only way that our sins can be atoned for, that a person can be ransomed from hell, is by the death of Jesus Christ. Choosing to receive this free gift involves turning away from sin, turning away from the world, being committed to following Jesus Christ. And so in a very real sense, there is a price tag attached to following Jesus. He is the only way of salvation. You are a fool not to follow Him. But before you follow Him, you need to sit down and count the cost. What it's going to mean for the rest of your life to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. You'll start out on the Christian life, and somewhere in the midst of it, it'll be too high of a cost and you'll want to turn back. You need to look at the price tag. Yes, there is trouble in the Christian life, but it is nothing like the trouble of those who have no hope beyond this world. Oh, there is difficulty in this life, but it is nothing like the difficulty that those who die apart from faith in Christ will face when they stand before God. All the trouble that we face is fleeting. Ah, but the punishment of hell will be eternal. Oh, there is no comparison to the worth of gaining Christ. A religion that cost nothing is worth nothing. A cheap Christianity without a cross will prove in the end a useless Christianity without a crown. Yes, there is a cross involved in following Christ. Yes, there is suffering and rejection. Yes, we must be ready to turn our back on every person and every desire in our pursuit of Jesus Christ. But it is more than worth it. It is more than worth it.